Joe, you guys got this chance to see Shaq Barrett a little more, given the injuries to Shane Ray this season.
Yeah.
What's the next step for him? Is he kind of, you know, going to a kind of a new phase next year? What's the next step for him to improve further?
Yeah, I think to continue on the same path. We knew from the first year to second year what he was capable of doing. Shaq is a valuable outside rusher opposite of Vaughn. You know, early in the season, I think the first game he came back, he had that sack. And that's what we need out of him, also to be good against the run. But I think just being in the system, learning some of the new things we're doing, continuing to work out in the weight room, get bigger, stronger, faster, will help him. But just continue to do the same things he has been doing.
Looking back at Adam Gotts over the course of the season, where did he get better?
He just, started off early because he had a couple little injuries he was fighting through. You know, that first year playing, he was recovering from the knee injury, but I thought he did a tremendous job. He put the size back on. You could see his athletic ability. You could see his stoutness inside versus the run game. He's a very emotional player, and I think he's going to be a tremendous player for us moving forward.
Coach, are you licking your chops going up against a guy making his first career start at quarterback, or is it a little nerve-wracking because you don't have as much film on him?
Yeah, you don't have a whole bunch of film on him just in terms of what they're going to ask him to do. But the one thing when you watch this kid is he is talented. I mean, he has the arm strength. He can make all the throws. He does have some poise in the pocket. He moves around. He escapes pressure. So it's going to be a challenge because he can throw the ball, you know, definitely. And I'm sure they're going to try to get it deep a few times on us.
Did he go back to preseason film on
him? Oh, yeah.
Or maybe even Texas Tech film?
Yeah, you just go back. I didn't go back to college, you know, just different system, things of that nature. But we went back and we looked at some of the preseason tape just to see him move. You know, just see him go through his progressions, what type of plays they were running with, and things of that, you know, nature. But he's talented, you know, so we're going to have our hands full.
So more efficient next year?
Yeah, definitely. Just more efficient. We have more comfort level with the system. We can add a few more things. But I think now the guys understand the concepts, so it's not foreign to them. They'll be able to play faster. And I feel like as coaching staff, we'll be able to coach it better.
Joe, a lot of the guys are talking about the opportunity to still be number one, right?
Yeah.
Look at the way this season is going.
Yeah.
What would that mean to you guys?
You know, I think it makes you feel good inside, but ultimately it's about wins and losses. You know, I'd much rather be moving on, you know, to the playoffs than worried about where we are stats-wise. But I think at the beginning of the season we had some things that we wanted to improve on from last year, and I feel like we did those things. But it always comes down to wins and losses and, you know, competing for a championship every year.
In February, is he playing like a guy who's 32?
No, I mean, he's, you know, Keith came back, obviously, from some issues he had, and he had to recover physically. And, you know, every year I've been here, he's played tremendously well for us against a lot of the number one receivers, you know, from the other team. I feel like he still plays at that level, but when you get older, it's a little bit harder to recover. And he's just a veteran that's at that stage in his career, but I feel like he's still playing at a high level for us.
What would you make of Brandon's season, Marshall, especially learning, I guess he's dealing with a shoulder injury. Did
yeah.
You know kind of the extent of it, and how does that then reflect the season he's
yeah. had? He showed toughness. You know, when you're a linebacker, you're banging. I mean, you're banging against big linemen, fullbacks all the time. And he fought through really half of the season dealing with that shoulder injury. And I felt like he did a good job for us. He's a leader for us in the defensive room. And what he does on the field, man, that just helps everybody in the team in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished on defense. So I thought he fought through it and did a good job.
Joe, when you've had those bobbles in coverage, has it been the new things?
No. It's just, you know, they have good players. They have good things they do to make us work, and we just had miscommunication, you know, on the big pass over there with, you know, Chris and Tlaib, just in terms of how they aligned, it created some confusion for us. At the end of the game, the big play was just, you know, we were down 3 scores, and we had to try to get the ball back, and we just got in a foot race with Vernon, so that was it. But it's just part of football, and we just got to continue to get better as coaches and players.
I mean, in general?
Has yeah.
been some of the new things?
No, not at all.
What's the part of the job you've enjoyed the most?
I don't know. I think when you coach, you wait your whole career to have an opportunity to kind of put your thumbprint on what you're doing defensively. And I felt like with the veteran coaches that we had on our staff, I feel like they were very open. I feel like they listened to me, they helped me. And I felt very comfortable just in terms of getting what I wanted to accomplish defensively run this season. I feel like it's something that we can definitely build on, and I feel, you know, confident in everything that I did this year.
How do you feel all this will make you a better coach?
Going through the fire, right? You learn what not to do, what to do, how to do it better in terms of your preparation, what you're doing on the field, what you're asking the guys to do. But when you go through it that first time, you kind of don't know. You're feeling your way. But now I know. So, you know, coming back next year, I'm going to have a lot of confidence. I've already got, you know, 2 pages of notes of things that I want to do better. So I feel really, really good about next season.
Joe, you feel like this is still that championship-level defense, or do you think it's near the end of that?
Well, you know, each year you get new players, and those players have to step in and replace players that you lose. I feel like we have the talent to be a championship-level defense. You know, statistically it's there, but, again, it just comes down to wins and losses. So, you know, in the offseason, in terms of the additions that we have, in terms of what we do in the draft, we're really going to count on those guys to step in. But I feel like we can still play at a championship-level defense.
Is it tougher to evolve as a defense and make changes given the fact that you've had so much success in the past? I mean,
right.
Because this league changes
right.
a lot.
It definitely changes, and we're very careful in terms of what we try to add to the defense to help it. Because you got a playbook this big, you can add a whole bunch of stuff, but can you execute it and be game good? So in terms of us adding new things, we're always conscious of how much we should add, and, you know, moving forward, we'll do enough to help us, but not too much.
But the flip of that is you can't be 2015 and 2017 either.
Right.
Expect that to necessarily work.
Well, I do. Okay. Yeah, you know, I expect it to work. You know, we put the time in. But, again, it's something that we think through and we try to be smart in terms of what we're trying to do.
So I know the locker room missed T.J. Ward this year. Mm-hmm. What did his departure allow Justin to do as far as fast-forwarding his growth?
Yeah, both of those guys are talented. You know, Justin, you kind of can see this the versatility. You know, our ability to line him up and play on the tight end, play in the post. You know, against Miami, we played him as a nickel on receivers, and he handled that very well. So that's what we thought he was going to be when we drafted him. Will Parks has done a great job. He's played the safety position. He's played the dime position. So with all the experience, you know, with TJ leaving, I feel like those guys stepped up and filled that role.
Why do you like doing this so much?
I just love football, to be honest with you. I really do. I enjoy the grind. I put a lot of time in. And when I leave here, it's pretty late, and I come in, but I enjoy it because it doesn't feel like work. You're doing what you love. So I felt like that for 26 years. Hopefully I have an opportunity to feel like that for a long time.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
We've seen this year in Vance's first time as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been polite. He's
yeah.
always been respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it be really hard for him to go through all these losses? Or what's he been like, I guess, away from
him? Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough for all of us. But, you know, he had a vision in terms of what he wanted to accomplish when he got here. And I'm telling you, I've had the experience because I coached with Mike Tomlin for 3 years. Vance is very similar to Mike because he tells the truth. And guys believe him, you know. And things didn't work out for him. I know it's tough on him. You can see it. You know, it's wearing him out a little bit. But the thing is, he was always positive. And he always came back to what was important for us to win offensively, defensively, and special teams. And guys heard that message. I know he's talked to you guys plenty of times about, hey, you know, the guys are coming out. They're putting the time in. They're working hard in practice. And the guys did that, and that's because of him. And I felt like he did a great job, even though the wins don't show that. But I feel like he definitely is the right guy for this job.
Is the truth as loud, or does it resonate as much in a loss as it does in a win?
When it's a loss, guys really don't want to hear it, but you got to tell them. And I think from a player standpoint, as long as you're telling the truth, whether it's good or bad, they'll respect it. And I think that's what's happened over the course of this season.
Joe,